This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. You know, following major business mergers as we do, we keep you pretty well briefed on what you might call the beer wars. Seems like one merger after another for global beverage companies. Today, it's a battle to supply the beer buzz for Southeast Asia. Heineken has offered $6 billion to buy the rest of Asia Pacific Breweries, which makes Tiger Beer. Their giant bid was meant to elbow out a play by a billionaire from Thailand. With more on why the beer wars are so frothy these days, I've got Tom Perko. He's president of BevMark Consulting. Hello.
Good morning.
Why is there such a rush, in this case, to get into Southeast Asia?
It's numbers. The population is young. It's growing very fast. The middle class is rising, and it's really just the market. It's not just Asia. It's also Africa. The beer companies are kind of in this extraordinary power game. It's like speed chess. They're all going around, especially the top three, Heineken being the third biggest in the world. They're dashing around the world trying to close out joint ventures and buy the best assets that are left.
I guess they figure Americans and Germans maybe drink as much beer as they're going to. How is the consumption of alcohol changing in these other places as countries develop?
Alcohol is always a badge. It's a symbol of an emerging lifestyle. If you have more money to spend, if you have a better life, one of the first things you buy is a premium or super premium bottle of beer or some Johnny Walker Scotch or something like that. It kind of defines how an emerging population sees itself.
Are the effects different across different kinds of alcohol? Here we're talking about beer predominantly, but there's also wine, all kinds of other spirits.
It's really interesting. There's kind of a meltdown in some ways in the alcoholic business. Diageo, the world's biggest, by far, biggest spirits maker, has gotten together with Heineken in Africa, which is the hottest game of all, as it rivals Asia right now in terms of these kinds of acquisitions. Hmm. They've gotten together to team up against SAB Miller. So the market is growing, across the spectrum of anything alcoholic.
In these developing countries where the big brands, because of transactions like this, are only getting bigger, has there been any kind of counter-reaction? I'm thinking of the equivalent of microbrewing here in the States.
We're not at that stage of evolution yet. There's a huge business in countries like China, but the issue is not that. The fact that the top three brewers in particular are looking at the future and how, as the economies change, the local beer will not be as interesting to the population. What people are looking at is disposable income. So you see the local brewers getting edged out by the big brands.
Tom Perko, BevMark Consulting, bottoms up.
Yeah, thank you.